Tresi de Lee. Now we have a new class today. So before that, you can check out your own mental state and generate bodhicitta. Refugee took refuge in bodhicitta both. So I'm going to read this one. May all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness, devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in the great equanimity that is free from attachment and aversion. So these are, generally we can say it's our one natural wish all sentient beings to enjoy happiness. These are the causes of happiness. We can say anyone who is positive mental state or virtuous person who hold these values naturally. It's from their own experience. Everyone don't want experience suffering or pain, misery, misfortune. So similarly, wish everyone, every sentient beings enjoy happiness and the causes of happiness. Then automatically, may they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering is part of this. So it's complete kind of a meaning. So, and also suffering happens and also some limited happiness also happens in normal people's daily life. But what we are saying the third is may they never be separate from the great happiness devoid of suffering. So these is complete, like they were in the first sentence, the first second, there is already meaning of liberation, but here more confirmed words. So not because if there is a ignorance, then there is a grasping. There is a grasping of sense of self and I and mine emphasize this. Then afflictions, emotions curse from that ground. So then that means we have to kind of awaken our mind, going beyond of these limitations. So the fourth sentence, may they dwell in the great equanimity that is free from attachment and aversion. So that is the state of liberation. Transform that ignorance already transforms them. Without ignorance, there is no attachment and aversion. And then today's our class is mind training 72 exhortations. So then, like preaching or teaching, coaching, or giving some suggestions of these words came. In Tibetan, they only said that I could training mind in 72 verses or something like that. But it means a suggestion, giving some quote in each sentence, each verses. So I'm going not to elaborate too long because sometimes take too long to explain simple sentence. It's not necessary. So I'm going to go with the middle way. And the first part is the homage. I prostrate to the gurus. That is the homage. And because of when we say we have to know our root guru, sometimes the Buddha, actually it's our the fundamentally we can say this turn in the view of Dharma is the turn by Buddha Shakyamuni. So we can consider him as a in this in this particular time Buddha is very important for everyone who follows Buddhism. And also lineage masters consider that is the stream, like water. If you have a reservoir, but they also have a channel and electric pipelines, kind of water from the water reservoir to your home. The different pipeline link together this water, then can reach you directly. Similarly, electric company, if they generate electricity, and then through the different cables and with the help of different, maybe even the sticker and many things, and then the line finally came from power center to your home in your head, front of your head, then the light is there. Electricity is there in your home. Similarly, from Buddha, Bodhisattvas, we have a transmission, lineage transmission. And from these two aspects, we can say Buddha's words and also theoretical teachings and experiential lineages. Mainly two lineages. So these two is both direct to Buddha when Buddha awakened and given returning's view of Dharma, will of Dharma, then Dharma spread to everywhere from those teachings. And this master, Karak Gomchong, is roughly around the 11th century, 11th, 12th century person with, at that time. He has some connection with the Nyingma tradition and also Kadamba tradition. generally people consider him as a Kadamba master, but he also has had the Nyingma lineage too, including heart essence teaching, heart essence lineage. So including the author himself, and then from that point until today, we can pay homage and take prostration. The prostration means we are still not weakened yet. So before completely weakened, we should have a mind of study and an attitude of learning, a spirit. And with those self kind of too much emphasis on the individual, proud of one's own achievement or success, worldly success, and pride came, and then it makes more complicated and not learning much. There is a phrase said, when people are very have a luxury life, they don't learn much. And this is just there is a, of course, exceptional individuals always, and it's difficult to learn, they said. And when the poor people, they have a difficult to give, to do some generous kind of do activities. That's maybe not completely true, because so many poor people whose mind is not poor, many rich people mind may not that rich. So it's individual cases, but it's a proverb. Some proverb cannot really cover all details, just some saying. And this is a very good advice towards all practitioners who really genuinely want to practice, train themselves, and to manage their own mind. Not only that, but really, how do you say, in a worldly life, people want to make something, build up oneself, and to gain some money, fame, those. So these teachings are, there's no intention of doing that. So quite a different approach to enrich oneself, enrich oneself, you can say. Enrich self means not like you are gaining, as we said in the other teachings, Bodhisattva's garland of jewels that said seven treasures or seven wealth. We already taught similarly that it's not wealth of worldly life. Similarly, this also, you say, we enrich yourself, this way of different way to enrich yourself, not worldly way. And first of all, this is still in the part of the paying homage and paying respect, that kind of a part. Precious jewel and the spiritual friend, Yidam deities and the three jewels, I supplicate you be my crown jewel. While being my crown ornament, please look upon my shameless mind. So this precious jewel, it means three jewels, as we said before. Three jewels is a very simple explanation. Is one, the ultimate state of Buddhahood is one jewel, And the path to that ultimate achievement is the Jewel. And who making real effort to achieving that is also Jewel. I consider it as a Sangha or Jewel of Sangha, Jewel of Dharma, Jewel of Buddha. My spiritual friend, there are many, many things, but generally saying who somebody who has knowledge about Dharma path can share some understanding, and also if one have a real practice, then it's the best. And the Yidam, you can consider Yidam as a special method. That is the Yidam, you can say these are more practical practice angle or practice point of view of a practice, which experiential realization, you increase your experience of enlightened experience. So the methods as you practice Yidam. Yidam, some people translate Yidam as deity, but deity that rough meaning is easily misunderstood by people. If you say deity, like some spirit or God, demigod, or this, maybe you can consider deity or something, even holy deity is. But you don't have, people normally not knowing Pacific what means deity. But here, we can say deity, you can consider, bodhisattvas and the Buddha. Many different, there in Buddhism, not only one Buddha, but countless Buddha. Not only one sentient being, but countless sentient being. Not only few bodhisattvas, but there are countless. The time and space is quite immeasurable and vast, immeasurably vast. So it's like that. So Yidam is one's model to train oneself, directly gain experience from Yidam. That means if you have a good father, then he is your model to do worthy life. Kind of in many traditions, they have a family kind of business or skills to train. And when the father did something, left some legacy or legacy, then the son will continue that work activities. Similarly, in the past, there are great achievement of spiritual advance, kind of achievement is done by many different practitioners. So some are very highly realized being. So these are our model or is example to kind of not, you could say, there's a way to learn in a logical way, theoretical way to learn something. There also have a spiritual, the build up your confidence and also feelings about something. And you can transform your mind in some different position and aspect, different perceptions. Because due to perception, if you are a soldier, you will have a different aspect which you should do. Listen to the order or these discipline yourself. But the next day you become a general, then you have to shift your mind from soldier to general kind of attitude and his kind of a view position. Similarly, Yidam training can make one person directly experience some enlightened beings kind of state of mind. So that is the different part, the whole part of the generation and completion stages of training. And well, here say the precious jewel and three jewels also explicate you. Then it's a form. We're not pretending we are perfect already. In different views of a school, we have a perfect qualities in fundamentally, we have that perfect qualities already in our mind. And that's why we can achieve Buddhahood. Otherwise, there is no seed, there is no fruition. So we have that seed of enlightenment. But we cannot pretend that we are already enlightenment. That is against reality. And now what we are experiencing, it's not like enlightened being like this. Then what about enlightened being? We cannot, we or why we learn something, why we try to achieve more, right? You are already enlightened then. So that is the study, attitude of study. So, or even we have many afflictions, emotional afflictions, distorted view, and what's it called? Klesha, or these, it's a emotional disturbance, kind of in mental state. And so then we have to kind of position ourselves in a learning attitude, as we said before. So in some culture, you say, oh, shameless mind, then it's a kind of self-defeating kind of thinking. It's not actually, we have to, if you want to go far, you have to cultivate, or you have to walk from near, kind of under your nearest steps. And if you want to climb high, then from lower, start from lower parts. So similarly, if you want to achieve a realization, you should kind of really look up one's mind, what is the reality now. We cannot say the ideal thing is I become already Buddha, or I'm already I'm in a very highly close to realized state of mind. That is the idea. But what is the real situation? Then it's you have to work on the real situation. If you ignore reality from economic or a political point of view, also disaster, many disaster happens. In many worldly kind of activities, try to achieve this and that idea, not based on reality, fails. Many movements and different, you know, aims. Then of course, there are many cause and conditions, but one is dislocated or not respecting the current situation. So, one have to, this is saying, oh, we are ready, we are open to this new approach. That's why it's precious jewel of spiritual friend and spiritual friend, Yidam deities, and the three jewels. I supplicate you be my crown jewel, while being my crown ornament, please look upon my shameless mind. That means, oh, you have nothing to hide, transparent, and you're willingly to kind of open up yourself to new advance, the state of training, or you can say, you trust lineage masters and also the Buddha, the Bodhisattvas. To them, nothing to hide, but to want to learn and train yourself. That is the part. If we see new people, never knew before, we may try to pretend we are a very good person, or some people faking for their high social status, or something, you know, paint or dress makeup to respect, but also want to show something like that. But here is to say, oh, I'm honest to people and myself. Please Number four, for the practitioners who lack dharma and have a shameless wrong intentions, I'm giving advice as a remedy to, well, this will help you learn, so listen. These are, we cannot fake ourselves. In the Buddhist Dharma training, you use it, some training before you don't, let's say, for example, compassion. You can imitate some compassionate activities or mentality type of, you can shift, you can try to experience some, you can try to, let's see, maybe not experience. Not fully repent some conditions, but you can think of it that one day will fully repent, or already have some element of that maturity. So that is kind of imitating or faking, but finally you are, this motivation is to really blossom of your own, that good quality. So in that aspect, you can do some pretending. Doesn't say it's bad. Everything pretending is bad. Not like that. But motivation is, you have to grow in a full mature is that motivation. It's not like lying to somebody or someone once, twice, like that. So here, first one. I said, oh, become a practitioner, sometimes because everyone wanted to have a good image on the name and accepted by people, and even some people may think, oh, people should admire or how to say, respect or, something, you know, these are common psychology of society, people, like normal people. But if from practitioner's point of view, we should check ourselves, what our skill, what our practice, what our compassion, motivation really is. So in that sense, if you genuinely look, and then you will find many places you have to improve, many aspects you should organize yourself and cultivate. Many people may, if you don't pay attention and to check yourself, you don't really know yourself, and wish people know you and fix for you is difficult. So one should have a more responsibility to check our own the state of mind and motivation of what we are aiming. And even motivation has a behind, there is a motivation. You should look at layers of this. So then you can see what is your own habitual patterns are functioning. From that base, you can change, transform one's mind. So it said, if someone pretending to be a practitioner, but not really practicing much, and also has many, non-virtuous thoughts or deeds, actions, but pretending not, my fault. It's like somebody else's fault, or even you don't look at it. So it said, oh, here I'm giving advice as a remedy to cure like ignorance or illness of ignorance. You have to have a wisdom remedy to this is a good kind of text we can learn to study, and then it will help you along. So they said, listen. And then this part is the first part is to ready to study, like 2 verses. Paying homage and also from learning attitude to ready to learn. Then third, then now is one more verses for learning. If you do not expose your faults, you will not understand. You doubt. If you don't listen to loving advice, you will just get worse and worse. So this is Limbachula Guamit. It said, so if someone not directly use straightforward talk or words, then people may not really reflect deeply in their own kind of need changing kind of a motivation. Really need something improve, something change, that kind of attitude that won't easily come. So it said these teachings are essential, very important, very helpful. So if we don't listen to these teachings, our future of one's practitioner who is practicing, then their future is very dangerous. Or we can say, here said, just getting worse and worse. That means if there is a good path, we don't really appreciate, then we say, oh, well, whatever happens, I accept, and it doesn't matter. Who cares? And that kind of thinking came, then it's unfortunate. That means not good. Who don't want to, it said, from this position, current position, life, we should go higher and better kind of state of mind and of future rebirth or go beyond. We shouldn't, like, from this virtuous realm, we shouldn't go to non-virtuous realm, like animal realm or hungry ghost or other realms. So without the cultivating good, and then it's there is a falling dangerous to fall. And then the main part is now it's started. Your present suffering occurs because you have done wrong in your past lives. The faults is yours. Prepare to bear hardship. Do not take the moral high ground. So, so many people have the anger and confuse and many feelings about when we any suffering, any mental or physical suffering came, curse, then we immediately reject. We don't want to accept that. That's understandable from normal life. But there you have to think, all phenomena have a cause and the conditions. And the causality, you can say, you can think of from point of view of causality, that every situation has the cause and the conditions and the resultant. So, if we say, why God create this way, or he planned this way, or he planted the seeds of that situation and make me confused and to make it, that development or take bitter fruition. So it's somebody else's fault, or is that a punishment, or people sometimes think that way. Of course, if you don't believe any God or this, then you may say, this is a random, just a random situation, events, nothing to do with causality. And maybe some people complain towards society, country, system, economy, these law, justice system, and the healthcare system, anything like that. But the Dharma, when you practice Dharma, you think of additional way, not only thinking those, but those are not very, very, ultimately not really the reason. There's a relative reason, of course, everything is the relative. But we may not use ultimate reason, but they're all cause and condition is relative. But we are saying not only this life, but more previous life impact is possible. But in many people would think there is no proof of past life and future life. How you can say this is a karma of past life and future lives? We create future lives, karma of for future lives. Then our proof, we can say one thing. One thing is that we are not a professional to see normal people. We can say, oh, we are not really capable to know everything first. So if we're not capable to know everything, then we cannot deny everything. We cannot confirm everything, but also we cannot deny everything that possibilities rises. And also, if we are God, all knowing everything, then we say there is no future life or past life, then you can say that. But we have a lacking of many methods to know the past life and future lives. From Buddhist point of view, Buddha said, you have to achieve at least a certain like a samadhi meditation, shamatha meditation. It's enough to know past life is possible. But if you really achieve samadhi meditative understanding, then you're able to know, you have some certain clairvoyance to remember past lives and see that future, these. But based on our, evidence-proof-based theory, then we can say, if past life is impossible, future life is impossible, how this life possible? That is illogical. So vividly see this life, you can say there is a chance, there is a possibility life in the past and the future is possible. So from this point of view, we can say whether you train yourself to capable, to level of capable to know the past and future, or you think of some theoretical point of view, say, oh, you cannot explain this life if you deny everything of past and future lives. So that is already something. And also, like, when you have a time, then life, future and the past, birth from the divide time from now and past and future. So if you accept time has a, this three aspect, then life is possible. So anyway, this you can say from today. So one thing is we can say anything occurs in our this current life, if it's an unpleasant suffering occurs, a different we thinking we are paying some debt of past karma, or we are gonna finish. If your attitude is good, use this opportunity to make like a past karma, really eliminate past karma. If you don't misunderstood this pain, and you may increase the future debt of karma due to angry and did something destructive actions due to anger or dissatisfaction it is. So he said, there are two ways to eliminate negative karma. One is confess to do opposite of the negative destructive action, but positive and virtuous action to cancel it, those positive karma, which is not ripened yet. Or you can bear that suffering, hardship, and then the karma create, negative karma create in the past is gradually kind of disease melt, or you can say faded away, that kind of situation. He said, do not use a relative, like current strategy to try to claim or take moral high ground, and then saying to do explain something. Let's say it's genuinely accept, and also is like a good way to first accept the difficult situation, accept the unpleasant situation. Accept the reality for many people is very difficult. But once you accept the reality, then solution appears. You have the fundamental kind of righteousness to do good thing, to right, do proper right decision. If you deny it, then the nature is confusion, and the faking, pretending, and many things happen. So one will kind of making mental circle in those. There's no direction, no power. Without power, then we cannot achieve much like that. And let's see, and fourth. All pains and the pleasure of the present depends on the karma from the past. So you do not have any choice. Whatever happens, make it your friend. So it's, in Dharma, it's of course said it's karma is causing the condition continuously changing. Absorbing and the kind of some are newly collecting, and also how to say karma ripens and like seeds, and when there's when flower oh no no seedling right? Then from seeds you can come out of leave, I think maybe leave. But I think maybe then the seed or kind of seeds itself sees when bud rises. Similarly, when fruition rises, cause of karma, causal level of karma that can fade away. And so this, when one, it said, one, I remember one monk who had some mental issue, and he struggled with his mental issue for a long time. He tried to follow this. He said, this his words, he said, oh, yes man, he become like yes man to his mental illness, and it doesn't really help much. And he was an enemy of his kind of mental disease, tried to fight, and also not easy. And then finally he said, oh, we want to make a deal, like make a friend with those unfortunate situation or pain or these also pleasures. Do not see as a too serious and too kind of solid, but depends on the cause and the condition, karma itself also like that, present plus past karma. The ripening is very complicated. So we can choose be with all circumstances that arises you, there is a reason. So you kind of from deal with them with a friendly kind of attitude, then it's everything become more smooth and light and easy to do it, easy to deal with it. So let's see. The pleasures of this life are fleeting. If you want last happiness, you must willingly accept all the minor suffering of this life. So it said in this life, the happiness, these are, we can say we are in, not in the big pain. We have a basic need, psychologically balanced. If you're healthy, then it consider, it as a happy life. A special time you may laugh and very feel light and shine like from inside out, very happy. Those time is not relatively short, it's a fleeting. Sometimes it's just a very momentary kind of feelings. And if you want to last long happiness, then it's cultivate the liberation, path of liberation is best choices. Don't confuse or bother by too much by small, little, the here and there, uncomfortable, unpleasant feelings. You can accept those, sometimes a little bit pain physically, sometimes maybe a little bit ill feeling came, or sometimes worry too much about something. These are considered as a minor suffering, but we have to accept. This is a detail elaborated in Way of Bodhisattva. He said, once there's no comparison, then you don't see that pain, level of pain and suffering. Any suffering you have, you consider, you compare to a greater suffering, then you see there's a easy, little, relatively easy accept that pain you experience. And six. Even the tiniest present pains can exhaust suffering from past deeds and become pleasure in the future. So cultivate joy for suffering. So it said, if you, one person know how to confess past misdeeds or past negative karma who created, then the negative karma is not that terrifying kind of phenomenon. You can use method and skill, use like the compassion is the key. Of course, wisdom, compassion is both important. For people who don't really deeply know wisdom, what is the interdependency of these, then just being genuine compassion, this compassion must be guided by wisdom. That means you have a no emotion or strong attachment towards something. Because of your compassion, you will have a very emotional effect. Then emotional always create manipulations and distorted kind of understanding. So with a clear, calm mind, and compassion, not emotion, that is very important. Some people thinking compassion must be have a pity feeling or, how to say, empathy. And some empathy, sympathy aspect is there, but generally, your compassion is a view. Is you clearly made the decision you want the way of this life or this kind of a world view or personal view, how you lead your life. It's not dependent on the events of a sad situation or try to share others' pain like that. Compassion means you really were able to relieve or some attitude or how to solve the problem, that kind of aspect. If you, there is a suffering being, then you fall in after that, you become a second victim of this situation, then that's not compassion. That is some attachment with the ignorance, kind of, maybe there is a not motivation from point of view. Maybe there is a limited kind of care, but it's not healthy for both. So it said if you use current kind of a situation, although it's a tiny, the uncomfortable feeling or suffering, even tiniest present pains can exhaust the suffering from past deeds. So yes, there are many good practice sadhanas also there. You can practice through visualization, mantra, mudra, or meditation with the help of your own attitude and genuine compassion, wisdom. Really kind of purifying one's behaviors generally, then you are changing person in big scale. So use these, think of something, what do you experience in uncomfortable, you generate compassion, not throwing negative emotion, but you thinking, if you have a headache, then think of other people who are having some difficulties or physical problems, then have a common interest, the interest to deal, to cure those disease. And also you have a sense of understanding about them. And similar, same time use the spiritual practice to do some useful things. That means you can have generate bodhicitta, mind of altruism, to practice these confessing, purifying practice, and to dedicate this merit towards other people who was in, who were into such the suffering, who is experiencing those sufferings. So you can see from that seed, you are gone through a tiny suffering, and then you made a big progress of changing karma. And then the future is you can expect a happy result in future lives. Even in this life, you have a positive mind and negative mind. It's a very different life condition. It just depends on where people may think, I have this reason, that reason. No matter what reason you have, if you are continuing greater, enlarging your self-suffering, then it's not a good idea. So through practice, we can say the turning the suffering into we can say future or present, avoiding more suffering and creating more relatively easy to deal with suffering, kind of that those causing the conditions. Even for longer term, long-term future, it's much beneficiary kind of added the practice deeds. Let's see now. I think our time is almost now. Adversity is a spiritual friend. Obstacle is inspire spiritual practice. Suffering is the broom of misdeeds. Don't be upset or view them as a misfortune. So these are the important practices. It's a adversity is spiritual friend. That is so many people may think, oh, I don't want to experience any negative or against something against your own wish. Something negative happens to you, that kind of experience, that attitude. Even you say, through this experience, you conquer or you deal with this difficult situation, then you will kind of achieving higher in mental state, or you can say you are approaching to state of enlightenment. People don't want that. They don't know really how great is the benefit from the enlightened mind, but they will try to avoid small pain. But if you want to avoid small pain, you have this subject mental view, but that doesn't really help much to avoid any suffering curse. So what is best is, of course, although from different level of training is not easy, but it's try to see them as we said, it's a fortunate or unfortunate situation happens. You try to deal with a friendly attitude and use that as a path how you avoid in further harming oneself and others, and even benefit others. From that hardship. If you don't face those hardship, don't follow, try to create those adversity or these things. So it said obscuration, obstacles, inspire spiritual practice. That's very true. So many people have this. They before have something deep thinking, you have to think deeply for something. Before this happens, people may not really get it, not really pay attention to. But when one maturity of facing those decisions, you would have to make some unwanted experiences, obstacles. Then you know it, that how you. Some people all the was overwhelmed by suffering and so much emotion, then it create more adversity or obstacle, then it's not helping. But there are many ways to practice. There are so many teachings about how to transform the obstacles to path of enlightenment. So it says, generally suffering is the broom of misdeeds. It means you can clean your past negative karma through the suffering. So don't see obstacles, just obstacle, just something you don't really want, but see them also as an opportunity to make great difference. That is attitude of Mahayana practitioners view, I think you can say. Now it's time. I think we're going to stop here today. These are easy to say, not easy to done, but once you step by step, you train, you have internalized those Pacific training, then it really helps very much. I can introduce you some other Pacific training for those, how you transform the obstacles into a spiritual path, enlightened path, please. And today, now we're going to dedicate. May the lives of the glorious master be secure. May all beings enjoy happiness and peace. May we all accumulate merit and wisdom, purifying all negative karma and sweetly reach enlightenment. We genuinely want to dedicate what we have learned or that become useful for yourself and also benefit others. It's a, if one know how void of create suffering towards others, that is compassion. If one know how to avoid create suffering to yourself, that is wisdom. So from this aspect, we dedicate this merit to all sentient beings. And I'll see you on Friday. Bless you.